China is stepping up its efforts, announcing a long-awaited plan to link up its southern Pearl River Delta into a massive hub of technology, research, finance, and innovation. The possibilities and challenges of the project are both equally challenging and promising, according to analysts. Some describe the plan as an attempt to create a megacity to rival Silicon Valley, the U.S. technology powerhouse that is home to companies such as Google, Facebook, and Apple. But while Silicon Valley has a population of 3.1 million, the Greater Bay Area will link up 9 cities together with Hong Kong and Macau, with a total population of about 70 million, and the economic heft, state media argues, to drive the Chinese economy, let alone the world. The plan was announced recently. It's expected to be a prominent topic during high-level political meetings going on this month in Beijing. It's not necessarily new. China's opening up to the world more than 4 decades ago began in the South, and the Pearl River Delta has long been home to some of the country's leading companies from telecommunications, such as Huawei, to the internet giant Tencent, and a host of other technology and manufacturing enterprises.
It's a natural evolution of economic growth, growth engine. If you really look at history, in China, a lot of kind of top-down plan always had some bottom-up support. A lot of economic activities already happened there. Then you have a grand plan to first officially recognize, then to promote and further accelerate.
Xu said that as labor costs rise in China, the country is looking to move up the individual value chain, and program seeks to do just that, to push the region on to the next wave, be it the manufacturing of electric cars, financial services, or telecommunications. China has already taken major strides to overcome some of the physical obstacles, such as linking Hong Kong with Guangzhou and Shenzhou by high-speed rail, and its recent opening of the 55-kilometer-long Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge,